All right. Hey, guys. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 93 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. I'm Big T, your host right here with you tonight. And this is quite possibly one of the biggest news and rumor shows that I have ever done. This has huge implications to WrestleMania 34. Now, I got so much news here. I got news on, Brock Lesnar's contract with WWE after WrestleMania. I got news on, could Paul Heyman be working with Ronda Rousey? I got news on, is the Intercontinental Championship match, is it slated to be a three-way or not? And I just got this ongoing news of a ex-WWE star challenging John Cena to a match at WrestleMania. And, what's going on here? Hold on. I'm trying to get this pop-up crap to stop. I hate the pop-ups. All right. Now they're all doing it. Really? I'm sorry about this, guys. I hate pop-ups on these damn things. But, I don't know why these wrestling websites all have pop-ups, but, sorry about that. All right, moving on. I got news on an ex-WWE star, possibly challenging John Cena at WrestleMania 34. I got news on Rey Mysterio possibly signing a WWE contract heading into WrestleMania 34 and who he might face. I have news on, Undertaker. What are his plans for WrestleMania 34? There's updates. There is a bunch here. So I'm just going to get right into it. We got to kick off this podcast the only way that we know how here on Beyond the Ring with Big T. And that is with the introduction from none other than the newest NXT signee, the man himself, Mr. EC3. Ethan Carter III is going to bring us on into the show tonight. So right now, I want you guys to kick back and relax and enjoy EC3. And then I will be right back on here with you guys, and we're going to start breaking down some news and rumors and all kinds of good stuff. So news and rumors report, WWE news and rumors report coming up next. Huge news regarding WrestleMania 34 and everything. But first, here's EC3, everybody. Don't go away.
Hello, this is EC3 of TNA Wrestling, and you are so very fortunate because you are watching Beyond the Ring with Big T.
All right, there we go, guys. We just heard from the man himself, Mr. EC3, Ethan Carter III, the newest NXT signee, bringing us right on in here into the show tonight. So, hold on, let me get this off a screen share here before I go into all the wrestling websites. All right. So next up here, this is something that I've been pushing for quite a while, and I want to talk to you guys about it here. So, let's do this. There's Pretty. Hashtag Justice for Pretty is something that I definitely want to talk about. Pretty is my free little family member, my little girl, and her life was taken due to a careless veterinarian's negligence. That veterinarian is Dr. Joseph Dills of the Pet Hospital of Willoughby in Lake County, Ohio. Hashtag Justice for Pretty, of course, is about standing behind Pretty and supporting her, but it's also so much more. It's a really important hashtag that, can really benefit all pets. Because, my hope for this is to start a movement to where laws could be brought upon in the United States where, we could stand up and talk for our furry little family members because they can't speak for themselves. And, want to make sure that nothing like this, ever happens to another pet like what happened to Pretty. So if you guys support me, you support the podcast and you're a pet lover, please use the hashtag Justice for Pretty. get it trending all around the internet and, you know, do whatever you can to get the word out about hashtag justice for pretty. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. So, whatever you can, get it trending, do whatever you gotta do. And, I would greatly appreciate it. And I know Pretty would too. So again, guys, that's hashtag justice for pretty. Thank you all very much. All right, so right now I want to take you guys over to Wrestling Road Stories and talk about that a little bit. For those of you, you know, that are familiar with the podcast Wrestling Road Stories with me and Mr. Bill Otten, right here's the new logo. You can see the Beyond the Ring with Big T logo along with Wrestling World Stories logo. A picture of me on one side, a picture of Bill Otten on the other side. And Mr. Bill Otten is truly one of the very best professional wrestling photographers in the business. He has 38 years of experience. He's been doing this, you know, photography for professional wrestling. And truly, like I said, one of the best. And, he's a great guy, a stand-up guy. He's got a ton of stories. The great thing about Wrestling World Stories is that, you know, it's for everybody. It's for the old school fan, the new school fan, because Bill tells stories, you know, about the past, you know, certain things that he's encountered over the years. And, you know, he also has stories about the present day stuff too that goes on. And, you know, he just talked about on the last episode about Royal Rumble and, you know, down in Philly and all that good stuff. So he's got a lot of great stories to tell. I hope you guys will tune in and check it out because it's really some great stuff. And we're hoping to get Wrestling World Stories back up and running in about 2 to 3 weeks or so. And we'll bring you much more great content there. So Wrestling World Stories, guys, check it out. I promise you will not be disappointed there, that's for sure. Alright, so guys, now I just want to talk about, for those of you listening on iTunes, and for those of you watching live on my YouTube channel, make sure you check out all of my links in my description below, you know, my NXT review, my SmackDown Live review, my Monday Night Raw review, my Elimination Chamber review. Everything's live on the channel right now, as well as, you know, all my links to Wrestling World Stories and my links to my audio podcast, you know, for all the YouTube listeners. If you haven't checked out the audio podcast, go over to iTunes and Podomatic, subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating, give your own little review of the podcast. It greatly helps it out. And a brand new episode will download to your device of choice whenever a brand new episode is uploaded. And it's absolutely free, so what could be better than that? Just added a couple new audio podcast episodes for Elimination Chamber Review and Elimination Chamber Preview and Predictions. And now this News and Rumors episode will be added to the audio podcast as well. So plenty of stuff there. So if any of you that are watching on YouTube right now, if you checked out the audio podcast, leave me some feedback. Let me know what you think. And for those of you that are listening to this podcast on iTunes, make sure you come and check out my YouTube channel. I got plenty of content there. And you can go on over there, leave your likes, leave your comments. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Like I always say to people that are watching and that are already subscribed, tell your family, tell your friends, coworkers, anybody you know, or share this video all over your social media outlets. You know, do whatever you can. Favorite it in your YouTube list. And, you know, word of mouth is the best way to do it to help the channel growth here. And for those of you that are not subscribed that are watching, subscribe right now. I promise you won't be disappointed. We're on the road to 400 subscribers before WrestleMania 34. We're at 377. We're 23 away. We're getting close. We already know that this is the number one, destination for all of your professional wrestling needs on the internet today. But together, with your guys' help and subscribing, we can become the biggest as well on the internet. So subscribe right now. And also for my social media stuff and my website, you can check out my website link down below at www.beyondtheringwithbigt.com. And for social media, you can like me on Facebook at Beyond the Ring with Big T. You can follow me on Twitter at Beyond the Ring BT. And you can follow me on Instagram at Beyond the Ring with Big T. So all kinds of good stuff there. And for the people that are on YouTube, I also have a live chat window that I'm going to be opening up right now so that, you know, you guys, you can chat along with the news and rumors. Let me know what you're thinking. Give me some feedback. So I'm going to open that right now so I can see what's going on. And let's see here. Live chat window right now is officially open and ready to go. So, there we go, guys. Everything's set. Everything's ready to go. Like I said, welcome to episode number 93 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Wednesday, February 28, 2018. WWE News and Rumors Report. Let's read the chat real quick. Rocky says, I'm back. Using the hashtag justice for pretty. Thank you very much, Rocky. Lisa says, I will be her voice. I am her voice. Dole's DBM needs to be put in jail. Lisa also uses hashtag justice for pretty. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa also says, excellent customized Wrestling World Stories logo. Thank you again, Lisa. And she says, you deliver great detailed content. Thank you very much, Lisa, for everything. Very kind words from you. And I really greatly appreciate it. So thank you very, very much. All right, guys. So right now, the wrestling world is pretty much being set on fire here regarding, you know, all the news and rumors. I mean, WrestleMania 34 rumors are pretty much kicked into overdrive. You know, I already knew one main story that I had, but when I went back on the, you know, wrestling news websites and I seen everything that has come out about WrestleMania 34 and possible rumors, I'm like, wow, the news really went crazy overnight, and it just goes to show you, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen to where news can break, you know, at the drop of a dime. So let me start off here. I mean, any story can really be a headliner, you know, to be honest with you. I mean, these are all main event stories. Usually it's one big story with a few other small ones, you know, to be tied in, but really this week, and it's not just for promotion of the show, this week really is, I think one of the biggest ones that I've ever had. And I want to start off with something here, regarding Rey Mysterio is reportedly, you know, getting real close to signing a contract with the WWE. Now, if Rey Mysterio signs with the WWE, this is what I'm hearing as far as, you know, Rey Mysterio having a match with a top star in the WWE. So let's get right into this. This is written by Mark Middleton of WrestlingInc.com. And I'm waiting for the thing to load up here. Hopefully no more pop-ups happen. I fucking hate pop-ups, guys. I really do. I gotta be honest here. Pop-ups really bite the big one. I mean, they really, really bite the big one. And they just interrupt, you know, when you're trying to tell, you know, a decent news story, and then it's like, oh, let's, you know, let's screw it up on you here. Here's our friggin' pop-up. But the headline says here, I want to get this on screen here too so you guys can read along with me. All of the news stories are going to be from WrestlingInc.com, so I want to credit them with all this. WrestlingInc.com really dropping the news. As you can see right there, Rey Mysterio reportedly finalizing deal for huge WrestleMania match with top WWE star. And, you know, this was just concerning to me right off the bat because I know what match I want to see at WrestleMania 34. And as good as it would be to see Rey back, this is not the match I want to see. But it says here, it looks like Rey Mysterio may be returning to the ring for WWE at WrestleMania 34 in a huge match against John Cena. Now, we noted before that Mysterio was backstage visiting at Monday's SmackDown Live event in San Diego in his hometown, San Diego, California. Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated reports that Mysterio was also backstage for last night's SmackDown TV taping in Los Angeles to finalize details for the deal that will see him work WrestleMania in New Orleans. Barrasso added that Rey's rumored opponent is John Cena. Now, Cena returned to SmackDown on last night's show and earned a spot in the WWE Fastlane main event, making it a six-pack challenge with WWE Champion AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and John Cena. Now, Rey Mysterio made a surprise appearance for the WWE at the Royal Rumble back in January and has been rumored to be in talks with the company about a return later this year or in early 2019. The last Cena versus Mysterio singles match came on July 25th, 2011 on Raw. That match saw Cena defeat Rey for the WWE title. The two would then team up at a December 28th, 2013 WWE live event in Newark, New Jersey, where they defeated Randy Orton and Alberto Del Rio that night. Justin Barrasso from Sports Illustrated, you can see his tweet here. Breaking, per WWE sources, Rey Mysterio's backstage working out details tonight at SmackDown for a match at WrestleMania. The rumored opponent is John Cena. Now, I can't help it, guys. I really can't help it. As much as I'd love to see Rey Mysterio back in the ring, that just really breaks my heart in a way, because I want to see, I really want to see John Cena versus The Undertaker. I do. John Cena versus The Undertaker is the match that I want to see. I don't care if Undertaker's battered. I don't care if he's aging. Same for Cena. I don't care if his skills are declining. I still want to see John Cena versus The Undertaker. That's the money match. I don't want to see John Cena and Rey Mysterio. I just don't. I really don't. It just aggravated me. It really aggravated me so much to read this and, dishearten me. I just can't help it. That's just my opinion. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I just feel that Rey Mysterio versus John Cena is a big letdown, at least, in my opinion. Now, I know some people, may not feel the same way I do, and I can accept that, but for me, it just doesn't rub me the right way. It's not something that I am particularly happy about, because I know what I want to see, and I want to see the quote-unquote dream match happen, because we never really got to see a true John Cena versus Undertaker matchup. We got to see it back in the day, but not with John Cena being at the level that he's at, and this year would make the most sense for it to happen, and I just can't help but, get frustrated about this, because, John Cena and Rey Mysterio, yeah, it'll be a good match, but it's not what I expected, Cena to be doing. I would have bet the farm that it would be Cena and The Undertaker, and I'm still hoping that it is, but, we just gotta wait and see how it goes, but Rey Mysterio is the rumored opponent to be working with Mr. Cena at WrestleMania 34. Now, I have more news coming down the pike here, written by Mark Middleton of WrestlingInc.com. Let me get this on screen share. And we'll read through this news. This is, again, from WrestlingInc.com, written by Mark Middleton. Big update on The Undertaker's WrestleMania status, who John Cena wanted to work with, and I guess some more news on Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio's name just being thrown around a lot here. Alright, as noted on Tuesday night, Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated reported that Rey Mysterio was backstage at SmackDown to finalize a new WWE deal that would see Mysterio return to the ring at WrestleMania 34, apparently in a match against John Cena. Barrasso now reports that the Cena vs. Mysterio match was brought to the table after it was ruled that The Undertaker will not be working this year's WrestleMania event. Cena versus The Undertaker had been expected, but Cena did note during Monday's Raw promo that he was told that the match with The Undertaker was impossible and not happening. So, we'll keep you updated on Taker status, but, you know, this is the first I've heard about The Undertaker not working WrestleMania this year. I mean, this is crazy. But, regarding Rey's new contract to work WrestleMania, word is that the deal is expected to be finalized by the end of the week. Cena reportedly requested to work WrestleMania against either Samoa Joe, who was out injured, or Mysterio. Cena wanting to wrestle Rey may have something to do with the strong buzz that Rey brought with his Royal Rumble appearance last month. I'll tell you, doesn't it just get more depressing the more and more you read? I don't know if you guys feel the same way I do, but at least for me, it's just like sucking the air out of my sails more and more with each report that I read. It really is. I'm looking here. John says Rollins should have been added to the Universal title match at Mania just to give the match at least 4 stars. It makes sense since they had a match at WrestleMania 31 and Brock doesn't have to take the pin. Rocky says if Brock leaves, they want him to take the loss and put Boo Reigns over. Believe me, I got news on all that stuff too. I mean, this is just a big night tonight. You guys picked a good night to tune into the show. So now I gotta find my next story because I want to try to go in order here. There's so much now. Here's another thing on Rey Mysterio. Let's just stick with the same topic that we've been on and get all these stories out of the way involving Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is like the biggest talk of the town and his name is in everybody's mouth. You know, and honestly, I don't blame him. Alright. So, backstage update on Rey Mysterio returning for WrestleMania. Who was responsible for the negotiations? Let's find this out. This will be more news and more, you know, info into this whole thing here. As we noted before via Justin Barrasso, Sports Illustrated that Rey Mysterio was backstage at last night's WWE SmackDown taping in Los Angeles to finalize details on a new WWE deal that would see him work WrestleMania 34. The rumor is that Rey will face John Cena after it was ruled that The Undertaker would not be wrestling this year, nixing any plans for Cena versus Taker. I still can't fucking believe this. In an update, PW Insider also reports that Rey is close to finalizing a new deal with the company, and Triple H is the person leading the negotiations with the former world champion. PW Insider sources also report that Cena versus Mysterio rumors, but they add that Rey was not actually in Los Angeles on Tuesday night. It should be noted that Rey did confirm on social media that he was at Monday's SmackDown Live event in his hometown of San Diego, California. But according to PW Insider, Rey and Triple H have been talking ever since Rey's return at the Royal Rumble. It did really well with fans. It is no secret that Rey does not want to work a full-time WWE schedule, but there is no word yet when Rey might wrestle besides WrestleMania 34. WWE officials have wanted Rey to work the full-time schedule, but Ray has been adamant about coming in for a part-time run. Ray is currently scheduled to face wrestling legend Jushin Thunder Liger at the March 25th New Japan Pro Wrestling event in Long Beach, California. This could be Ray's last appearance for New Japan Pro Wrestling, as a WWE deal would prevent any additional outside appearances. So, there you go. It's like everywhere you turn, every story that you look at, everything that you read, it's seriously pointing to Rey Mysterio in every direction that we can think of. It's just, I don't know. I can't help but just, you know, just feel terrible about all this. I don't know. Am I the only one that feels this way, really? Am I alone? This was also written by Martin Middleton of Wrestling Inc., by the way. But am I really alone on this? Am I alone in, you know, just feeling this way? I guess I just wanted to see Taker and Cena that bad. And I really thought it was going to happen. I would have bet the farm. I would have bet everything that, you know, this was going to be the case. And then, you know, here you get this crap to where Cena versus Mysterio. I don't know. I just guess we just got to roll with it. But anyway, I got some more news regarding John Cena. Yeah, more John Cena news. There's just like a ton of news coming out everywhere, guys. It's never ending here. This was a big, big week in wrestling news, and I'm glad that I've been able to bring this to you. I still got more stories to go. I still got news on Brock Lesnar. I got news on Paul Heyman possibly working with Ronda Rousey, and, you know, plenty of good stuff there. I got news on the WWE Intercontinental Championship match for WrestleMania 34. So I got a few things left yet. Trust me. You're gonna wanna stick around. Right now I have ex-WWE star challenges John Cena to WrestleMania match. So let's see what we gotta say here. Alright, as you can see, former WWE star Chavo Guerrero has offered to challenge John Cena at WrestleMania 34, who does not have an opponent officially set yet. Guerrero, a one-time ECW champion and a four-time WWE Cruiserweight champion and a two-time WWE Tag Team champion, made the challenge to Cena this afternoon via Twitter. Chavo Guerrero tweeted, "I hear many people putting their names into the hat to face John Cena at WrestleMania. Well, here's mine. Cena, the Guerreros helped mold you, but we did not teach you everything. There is still a lot in this tank. Hashtag top of my game, hashtag Lucha Underground." So, we'll see what's going to be coming up the pike there, but Chavo Guerrero throwing a challenge down. And just in case, a little side note here, former WWE star Jillian Hall will be in action on Sunday, April 14th in Brooklyn, New York at the Warriors of Wrestling's Women of Warriors 5 event. She will be teaming with C-Bunny against Catred and Thumper. And Jillian Hall was a one-time WWE Divas champion, wrestles on occasion these days after announcing her retirement from wrestling in January 2014. And finally, guys, in this article, former WWE and WCW star Lex Luger has joined Funko's Pop, a WWE vinyl figure line. The total package is part of a two-pack with Sting and his Surfer Sting persona. Funko previously released figures on Wolfpack Sting and Sting with black and white face paint. This product is being exclusively sold by WWE Shop and FYE. Alright, so, there we go. Actually, hold on a second here. There we go there. And let's move on to our next thing here. Let me see what's going on in the chat. Let's see. Rocky says, I'd take Chavo versus Cena before Rey. Actually, I would too. Rocky says, hell, I'd take Cena jumping and slamming around the ring by himself, having an imaginary match before him versus Rey. I agree, John. This Mania is looking worse than 32. At least 32 had some hype. I was excited for Shane McMahon and Undertaker. I was excited, you know, for, you know, a few matches on that show. This WrestleMania so far is giving me nothing to be excited for, except even AJ and Nakamura is the only thing if they don't fuck that up. And, you know, that's just straight up honest. Now, looking back here to see, this is some comments on Cena Taker and Cena Rey. John says if they had Cena versus Taker, they would have at least sold double the tickets they have now. But no, they want Rey versus Cena where there is zero story between the two. This is so depressing. It is, John. This is like just a hit right to the heart. Rocky says the other problem, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Cena versus Mysterio has been seen before, and Mysterio has never defeated Cena. Yeah, that's the whole thing too. Is this going to be where Mysterio finally beats John Cena? But then how is it going to elevate Rey in any way? It's not, because Rey is not even going to be on a full-time schedule. So that's another thing that throws a wrench into the plans completely. But I mean, it's just a mess. It's a mess right now. Let's see. Let's move on to this little tidbit of news here. There is some news coming through. Don't forget, I still got news on Brock Lesnar and all that stuff from Paul Heyman working with Ronda Rousey. But first, moving on to more things about WrestleMania 34. That's the main topic of this News and Rumors episode. WWE WrestleMania 34 Intercontinental title match, not slated to be a three-way, believe it or not. Which I thought that's where that this was going the whole time. But little do we know, according to this report, that may not be where they're headed at all. So let me screen share this. This is on WrestlingInc.com as well. Like I said, all the stories are Wrestling Inc. This is written by Mark Middleton as well. All right, so what's in store for the Intercontinental Championship? Well, I'll tell you. WWE Intercontinental Champion The Miz is now scheduled to defend his title in a fatal five-way at WrestleMania 34, according to Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated. The match is currently scheduled to feature The Miz, Elias, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, and Finn Balor. Now before, all right. We noted how the original plan was to do Strowman versus Miz in a singles match, but this week's Raw indicated that WWE has changed the direction and we're going with Balor versus Rollins versus Miz. It was also teased that the Strowman versus Elias feud would continue. Now, let me just throw this out here real quick. You're basically taking five guys that were in the seven-man elimination chamber, just putting them in an Intercontinental title feud. Which I wouldn't be surprised if the Fatal Five-Way turns into a fucking multi-man ladder match. They'll find a way to make this a ladder match, you know, to do that shit. But I'm telling you, I think a three-way would have been better. Miz, Balor, Rollins. Why the fuck do you need to have Strowman and Elias involved in a Fatal Five-Way number one? And then maybe throw a ladder into the mix, which I wouldn't be surprised if they did. So this is basically the five men in the Elimination Chamber that basically don't have important roles. Like, you know, Cena is going to go on to face probably Rey Mysterio, and Roman Reigns is in the main event against Brock Lesnar. These other five men are going to be thrown in an Intercontinental title match. But here's the whole thing. Now, let me get this off the screen share real quick so I can talk to you guys about this. All right. The whole thing with this is, you know, what good is this going to do? Another multi-man match just for the sake of getting everybody on the card. Now, I will tell you one thing. I know you guys aren't big on this match. I'm not either when I speak of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I know it's a battle royal that's pretty much meant nothing. I know they've done nothing with it. Who's ever won it has done pretty much nothing. But they had a chance this year to finally do something with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Let me explain myself. I would much rather see Braun Strowman utilized in a role where you put the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal on the main card of WrestleMania 34. And you have Braun Strowman go in that Battle Royal and possibly eliminate everybody. Have him be the unstoppable giant, just like how Andre the Giant was, you know? Everybody would go up to Andre the Giant, try to eliminate him. Andre would end up eliminating everybody. Make Braun Strowman that monster. And with this Andre the Giant, what is it, the series or documentary, whatever's coming out on HBO in April, this would be a good way to kind of push it. You have WWE's next great giant in Braun Strowman kind of taking the place and stepping on top, you know, like having the torch passed to him from Andre to Braun. And what better way for Braun to do that than to win the match named after Andre the Giant? And then when Braun wins that trophy, actually do something with them, push him into the Universal title picture, give him something. Try to make a show like this Battle Royal mean something. I would rather see Braun Strowman in a role like that than in a Fatal 5-Way for the Intercontinental Championship. I just don't see, I don't see the premise in it. I really don't. But, let's see. Rocky says everyone defeats Cena nowadays. That's true. Well, we had a lot of, we got a lot of chats coming through. Let me see. All right. Rocky says, John says, I would rather see John Cena versus a broomstick. Rocky says, Cena versus a broomstick would be epic as fuck. My money would be in the broomstick. John says, oh boy, this is going to be a long episode and I'm not mad about it. 2016 year of tag team matches, 2017 year of tag team breakups, that's right. Rocky says, oh boy, a fatal five-way, like we haven't seen any of those on a weekly fucking basis, exactly. John says, 2018 year of the six-pack fatal five-way matches. And he goes on, 2019 year of Extreme Rules death matches, I wouldn't be surprised. Rocky says, what does John and a pack of needles have in common? They both have a bunch of good points. Oh man, it's just, I don't know. Fatal 5-Way, my god, WWE, can you think of anything better? You know, maybe be a little bit more creative? No, let's throw everybody in a fucking Fatal 5-Way that no one's gonna give a crap about. And just like I pitched that idea with Braun Strowman about the you know, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal thing, I think that would be so much better. But, hey, what did I know, right? Now, let's see where I want to go here. There's a WrestleMania 34 week update. Let me do a little story like this before I get into the bigger ones. This is like our midpoint, like a little, you know, like little laid-back chill story. And then we'll get into a few more big ones, and then we'll be set to go. And I'm just rolling right along here with this. I'm actually proud of myself that I'm dishing out this news as quickly as I can to you guys. All right. So now, let's move on to a WrestleMania 34 week update, as you can see right there. Let's see. Alright, where is... Alright, here we go. Here's some news on Stone Cold. and some news on The Miz and some WrestleMania week stuff here. Now, it is now confirmed that the WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin will be in New Orleans for WrestleMania 34 Sunday. Austin was announced for the WrestleCon convention earlier today. He is scheduled to appear on WrestleMania Sunday just a few hours before WWE's big event hits the air. Austin previously indicated that he would be in town as he tweeted about looking forward to and talking with 2018 WWE Hall of Famer Ivory. No word yet on if WWE has any plans for Stone Cold Steve Austin to appear. And WWE Intercontinental Champion The Miz noted a few weeks back that he would be filming 3 TV shows over the next month. Miz and Mrs. for the USA Network, The Challenge Champs vs. Stars for MTV, and a show that no one knew about. He posted a teaser from the set of The Unknown. So, the biggest thing to take away from that is Stone Cold Steve Austin possibly being involved in WrestleMania 34 weekend. If he's going to be involved with WrestleCon, my big question there, are they going to have a package to where you can meet Stone Cold, or is he just going to be speaking over there? Because I'd love to meet Stone Cold. He's one guy that, haven't met yet, and I'd love to cross him off my bucket list, I'll tell you that. Stone Cold Steve Austin is truly one of the best and really one of my all-time favorites. Always loved Stone Cold Steve Austin. Alright, so now, let me take a look through here and see where I want to go next with news, because we're just flying through this actually. I think we'll move on to the whole Brock Lesnar situation. I want to start with one story, though, before I go with the Paul Heyman Ronda Rousey story. Let me see here. Where's that one Brock Lesnar story that we want to get to? Oh, by the way, possible name for next Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy match. I know everybody's saying that they hope that, you know, it would be like a Final Deletion type deal. Well, let me tell you what they're thinking right now in a quick thing. Let's see, it's noted. All right. As noted, WWE is planning on doing at least one more match between Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy soon. Perhaps at WrestleMania 34 in April. There's been a lot of speculation on WWE doing a Wyatt versus Hardy match from Hardy's compound in North Carolina, as TNA did with Total Nonstop Deletion and the Final Deletion. Hardy has been tweeting about the next stage of the Great War in his compound, adding to the speculation below are new tweets from Hardy where he reveals a potential name for the match, the Ultimate Deletion, and says the next fight will happen on his terms and on his battlefield. And Woken Matt Hardy says, by absorbing part of Bray Wyatt's essence, it has allowed my hashtag broken brilliance passage into both the light and the dark, and it shall be needed to obtain victory in the Great War. The Ultimate Deletion is coming. And then Woken Matt Hardy also tweeted, you're looking and sounding rather broken, Bray. I absolutely crave the opportunity to go to war with you once again for the completion of the deletion of Abigail. However, it shall only be on my terms and on my battlefield. So things are getting interesting there. I mean, I know that's a feud that's a little bit dead, but, you know, that's a little bit something that, that, you know, made me a little bit excited to see that. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. John says the Battle Royal should be a way to bring up new stars to the main roster and reestablish new talent, but no, winning the Battle Royal means absolutely nothing, huh? Definitely, John. That's how it is. Rocky says Hell in a Cell tag team ladder match, TLC First Blood, bra and panties match, six pack challenge, all created during the Attitude Era. Lisa says Stone Cold is my favorite. He's one of my favorites too. Rocky says only new match type created since is the Elimination Chamber. True. John says, T, what is your Mount Rushmore at the WWE? Just wondering. Mine is The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, and John Cena. Yes, I put Cena on that. I'm not high. Well, if you're talking my favorites, my all-time favorites, what would be on my Mount Rushmore would definitely be Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Those would be like my four. And then The Rock and Hulk Hogan could actually go on there as well. You know, those are like my six main guys. The Undertaker could even be put in on there. You know, those are like my main guys. So many good ones. Triple H, you know, with what he's doing now. But I would say Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, and probably Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Undertaker. That's a tough one between those two. Those would be like my Mount Rushmore guys. But let's one more little story, and then I'll blow you guys away with the two big ones to end it. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, speculation about a possible move to the WWE. Now, speculation has continued to increase following the New England Patriots' loss to the Philadelphia Eagles at Super Bowl 52 on whether tight end Rob Gronkowski has played his hats and will decide to move over to the world of professional wrestling. WWE is reportedly interested in signing Gronk if he does indeed decide to retire from the NFL. Gronkowski says, I'm definitely going to look at my future for sure. Sit down in the next couple weeks and see where I'm at. Gronkowski said during a press conference following the Patriots' loss, he also deflected a question asked about retirement, stating that he is not ready to answer that question. Now, recently, Gronkowski has posted a series of cryptic tweets regarding the possibility of joining WWE. His good friend Mojo Rawley appears to be the bridge between Gronk's possible transition from NFL to the WWE. Last year at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, Rawley won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and celebrated with Gronkowski prior to Rawley's win. Gronkowski was involved in the match in an altercation with Jinder Mahal, should I say Jinder Mahal. Rawley shared his thoughts on Gronk coming over to the WWE. Mojo Rawley said, in my opinion and a lot of others, he is the greatest tight end to ever play the game of football, said Rawley. You take all those assets and just raw abilities that you have and you bring that here, it is kind of a recipe for success one way or another. He has a lot on his plate right now, whether an appearance here in the WWE again comes at WrestleMania or whether it comes to a WrestleMania 5 years from now. I'm sure at some point you're going to see Rob Gronkowski in a ring again. Gronkowski added to the speculation on Twitter this week. As seen below, Gronk shared a recent article of Rawley being interviewed by ABC 15 Arizona and wrote, it is a team effort with family and friends. And, you know, there we go. So, will Rob Gronkowski be coming to the WWE? Who knows? You know how WWE loves to pick up former NFL players. So, I'm sure Rob Gronkowski will be right up, you know, right up on that, totem pole for them. And I got a story on Jeff Hardy. The man himself, Jeff Hardy. Let's see. Rocky said his Mount Rushmore, Stone Cold, Ted DiBiase, Edge, and WCW era DDP. John says gender failure has no place to be, near any championship anytime soon. I agree. Rocky says, next thing you know, Wayne Brady will get a contract to get revenge on Randy Orton. Yeah. Or maybe even Mark Cuban for that Survivor Series 2003 RKO. What about that? I mean, good lord. But Jeff Hardy possibly returning to the ring in time for WrestleMania 34. I got some news on this. Jeff Hardy has started training for his return to the ring, according to Wrestling Observer Radio. There's no word yet on when Hardy will be cleared to return to the ring, but there is hope that he will be back in time for WrestleMania 34. Jeff Hardy has been out of action since suffering a torn right rotator cuff in September. Hardy underwent surgery in Alabama during the first week of October and almost immediately began what WWE called a tough physical rehab. There was talk at the time of Hardy being out of action for 6 to 9 months, and other wrestlers have been out for 7 months with similar injuries. WWE sources expected Hardy to be out until May of 2018. Hardy noted during a November interview that he hoped to be back in the ring by April. There's been a lot of speculation on creative plans for Hardy's return. Now that brother Matt Hardy is doing the Woken storyline and feuding with Bray Wyatt, it is believed that Jeff would be put back with Matt as Jeff contributed to the success of the original Broken storyline in TNA. There has also been a lot of speculation on WWE pulling the trigger on another big singles run for Hardy. So, there you go. That's another big one right there. And, you know, we shall see where that goes. But, you know, it's pretty cool. Will we see Jeff Hardy back? I hope so. All right. Now let's get into the big ones here. I got the big ones. I got the big ones. The big stories. Brock Lesnar's chances of UFC return. Very, very, very good, according to UFC president Dana White. So here's where we get into the Brock Lesnar news. Then we'll move on to Paul Heyman with the whole Ronda Rousey thing, and then we'll be good to go, guys. So let's see what we got here to start us off. I told you it was going to be a huge show tonight. John says, I'll be right back. Rocky says, I was wondering what Jeff has been doing since playing cards with the APA. Hey, I agree with you. I agree with you, Rocky. What has Jeff been doing? Looks like it's been rehabbing. But, yeah, let's get this up and running here and let's talk about Brock Lesnar. What is the story with Mr. Lesnar, the Universal Champion? Let's see what we got here. Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar's chances of UFC return very, very, very good, according to UFC president Dana White. This is written by Joshua Gangone of WrestlingInc.com. So, let's talk about this. As you see, there's the photo tweeted with Dana White and Brock Lesnar that Roman Reigns was shooting on Monday Night on Raw, which was nothing more than a desperate attempt to try to get Roman over again by doing some style of his own pipe bomb, which failed miserably, in my opinion. Nothing will get Roman over. He's a failed experiment, and that's just it. But here we go. As noted, Brock Lesnar met up with UFC president Dana White over the weekend while in Las Vegas. Rumors on a potential UFC return for Lesnar have been ramping up as of late because of Lesnar's current WWE contract expires after WrestleMania 34, where Lesnar will defend the WWE Universal Championship against Roman Reigns. Dana White posted a photo of he and Lesnar, but has yet to elaborate on what they discussed. As you can see, the photo that Dana White put up and just put a big smiley face emoji, you know, he's all happy. Yesterday, Dana White appeared on SiriusXM NASCAR radio and at one point was asked about the chances of Lesnar returning to the UFC. Now, Dana White kept his answer positive but brief. All Dana White says, they are very, very, very good. So, there you go. Now, Lesnar's last UFC fight was back at UFC 200 back in July of 2016, where Lesnar defeated Mark Hunt by unanimous decision, which was later overturned, failing a post-fight drug test for clomiphene. Lesnar was suspended for a year and fined $250,000 in February of last year. Lesnar said he would be retiring from MMA. If he did decide to return, there is still just over 6 months of his suspension that he would still have to fulfill. Now, Lesnar was scheduled to be at Monday's Raw for a face-off with Roman Reigns, but that segment did not take place, and Lesnar was featured in multiple Raw scripts that were done, and his absence was acknowledged by Reigns during a segment he did by himself, and Lesnar is scheduled to defend his Universal title against Kane at Saturday's WWE Live event in Chicago, and is scheduled to return to WWE TV on the March 12th Raw from Detroit, Michigan. So, yeah, Roman Reigns was only able to cut the promo that he cut because, like in the report said, he was by himself. What's going to happen when Roman Reigns is in that ring with staring down Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman gets on that mic and he starts going at it with Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns is going to get teared to shreds. Period. Rocky says giving Roman wings won't even get him over. Exactly. John says, I'm back. Had to stop the baby from crying. That's all right, John. Glad you're back, though. All right. So that is, that's what happened here as far as, you know, Brock Lesnar and his deal. Could he be going back to MMA? Who knows? Now, since we're on the discussion of Monday Night Raw, I figured that this would be as good a time as any to talk about this before we get into the Paul Heyman, Ronda Rousey situation here. I see something here. It was written by Mark Middleton of WrestlingInc.com. There's backstage news on what WWE had planned for Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns on Raw, but for some reason, it didn't happen. Now, I think the reason why it didn't happen is probably because Vince McMahon said, well, we need to figure out how to get Roman over somehow. We got to give him a chance to cut into Brock Lesnar, have him do a shoot. See, because if I'm telling you, Roman is going to choke when he's face-to-face with Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar. He is going to choke just like he choked against John Cena when John Cena laid into him in that promo, you know, on their build to No Mercy. Even Rocky says Heyman can talk rings around. Boo Reigns. John says, LOL, imagine if we get Paul burying Roman on the mic every week. That would be amazing. Rocky even says that would be good TV. It definitely would. Something we could actually be entertained about and something that we could be happy about. It's something, you know, where Roman's not getting over for once. He's finally getting some shit dish back at him, which is why I love to see John Cena rip Roman apart the way that he did week after week leading into their No Mercy match. But there, you see, what did WWE have planned for Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns at Raw? Well, let's talk about it. Why don't we? All right. As noted, WWE Universal Champion Brock Lesnar was scheduled to appear to be at Monday's Raw for a face-off with Roman Reigns, but that segment did not happen. Lesnar was featured in multiple Raw scripts that were done, and his absence was acknowledged by Reigns during a segment that he did by himself. The script for last night's show included a lengthy back-and-forth promo between Reigns, Paul Heyman, and Lesnar, according to PW Insider. The segment was set to take place in the second hour of the show, reportedly with Lesnar calling Reigns a bitch. A source added that there was no sign of Heyman or Lesnar in Anaheim, California on Monday, But as noted, we know that Lesnar was in Las Vegas on Sunday to meet with UFC President Dana White, as White tweeted out a photo of the two, as we just saw here. Lesnar did not visit the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view that was going on nearby. So, PW Insider also adds that Lesnar may have skipped Raw as a hard-lined way of negotiating with WWE, as his contract is due to expire after WrestleMania 34, or it could be that WWE was upset with Lesnar and told him not to come to the show due to the photo with Dana White. It should be noted that these two theories are pure speculation at this point. Now, Lesnar is scheduled to defend his Universal title against Kane at Saturday's WWE live event in Chicago, and then Lesnar is scheduled to return to TV on the March 12th Raw from Detroit, Michigan. We noted before that the WWE website covered Lesnar's absence and noted that they reached out to Heyman for comments, but Heyman offered none. Heyman did tweet the following in response to a botched link to the article that WWE tweeted. As you can see here, Paul Heyman tweeted, "Cute spin, WWE. By the way, the link doesn't work. How will you explain that?" So there you go. You know, what's going on with Lesnar? Why did he no-show the show? Could WWE have told him to stay home just because they wanted to push Reigns? I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. They will do anything and everything they can for Roman Reigns. And, you know, we just all know that that's their deal. Rocky says, if you want Boo Reigns to get over, how about letting him try on his own like The Rock did? Exactly. And if he can't get over, push him down till he can. John says, imagine when Roman and Brock had a terrible build-up to their match at Mania 31 and the match turned out almost perfectly booked. This might be the totally opposite. Exactly, John. That's what I have a feeling. This is going to be a fucking nightmare. John says, Rocky until he's jobbing to Curt Hawkins. Oh, man. Yeah, WWE and when they had Lesnar's last match. Oh, my God. That was just the last match with Goldberg at WrestleMania 20, I hope. And especially with this being in the main event, because you know they're going to put this on last, especially if Taker and Cena aren't wrestling. The match with Reigns and Lesnar is going to go on last, and there's nothing that's going to stand in WWE's way of that. We all know that that is coming. Now, let's move on here to some news and rumors about Paul Heyman and Ronda Rousey, which is something that that I know you guys have been waiting on for a little while. I gave you the John Cena Rey Mysterio right off the bat, but I know I've been making you wait on the Ronda Rousey and Paul Heyman stuff going on. Let's go into a little bit of a teaser story by Mr. Justin Labar here, talking about how Ronda Rousey would do great with Paul Heyman. By the way, Justin Labar is definitely a great guy in the professional wrestling industry. I actually had the pleasure of interviewing him. You could catch that on the audio podcast. I had an interview with Justin Labar about, you know, his show Chair Shot Reality and, you know, certain things that he's done in the pro wrestling business. So Justin Labar really is, he's a good guy. He's one of the good guys in the wrestling business. And when I saw a story with, Justin Labar giving his input, I felt the need to share, and then we'll get to the big story with all this. And then we'll get into Raw and SmackDown ratings and we'll be good to go. We actually covered a lot here in just a little over an hour. I thought it was going to take longer, but when I seen all this, I'm like, you know what? Let's go for it. Let's cover it. And you know what? This is turning out great. Now, Justin Labar says Ronda Rousey would do great with Paul Heyman. This is actually written by Justin Labar here. So, listen to what he has to say. Justin Labar is a very intelligent man, and he knows what he's talking about. Justin Labar says Ronda Rousey should have a mouthpiece. Declaring Rousey's mic skills in a WWE setting as great or terrible after just 2 days would be unfair and ridiculous. She was giddy at Elimination Chamber as a longtime fan signing a contract, which made sense. The important thing was that she turns on the anger and intensity when prompted and provoked. Raw was a better and easier performance for her, and she will get better and more comfortable with time. Even if Rousey was Shakespeare at writing her WWE promos, the storyline manager out there promoting and touting her would be appropriate to her image, appropriate to the legit fighter image and gimmick that she will be presented as in WWE. Now she needs an advocate. She needs an advocate. Now he goes on to say, Rousey does not need Paul Heyman, but she should have Paul Heyman. With Brock Lesnar's days possibly being numbered, it will open up the need and ability for Heyman to take on a new client, which I think would actually be, it would be the right thing here. As a former MMA fighter, Rousey's fighting background would be complemented perfectly with the confident strut of Heyman trailing behind her. Her big fight feel is perfect for the guts, for the gusto. Only Heyman can spit out, introducing her and eventually holding up a championship title. With Heyman as manager, Rousey wouldn't and shouldn't be mute. It would be a similar relationship to Heyman managing CM Punk. Some things make sense for Heyman to convey, while others can come straight from the client's mouth. Rousey can look tough and she can talk tough. The hard-hitting trash-talking sound bites can come from her, but the longer-form storytelling should come from the fast-talking New Yorker. All the talk of the revolution and evolution of the women's division and inserting Heyman's appearance in it would give it another notch of endorsement. One of the best talkers, managers ever appearing in a division that does not normally have managers anyways would be huge. This should not happen until after WrestleMania 34. Rousey will have more than enough going on around her in this inevitable mixed tag match at WrestleMania 34. Of course, Rousey teaming with Kurt Angle against Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. After Mania, whenever her next build to a match is, that's when the reveal should come. Perhaps paying off this contract she just signed and the authority wanting to take advantage of her, she could tell them and the world moving forward that she has new representation. This followed by a few seconds of silence and then the loud announcement of, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. And there you go. So plenty of good stuff there. I would just, I would love to see, you know, Ronda Rousey with Paul Heyman. I think that would make sense. Now, there's an actual story here about Ronda Rousey and Paul Heyman. That was just a little warm-up there with Mr. Justin Labar. Now I'm going to take you into the big one, and we'll talk about that. Let me scroll up here and find this story, and we'll get into it, and then we'll get into Raw and SmackDown ratings, and we'll be done. All right. Let's see. Where is it? I know it's here somewhere. Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right. Bet you guys are excited for this one. Let me check the chat before I get into it. All right. Rhonda does need some mic lessons, is what John had to say. Rousey does need to do a little more promo school, is what Rocky had to say. Lisa says Lesnar needs to take Roman to school. I agree with that. Rocky says Lisa just made the comment of the evening. John even had to throw LOL in there. Lisa says, meaning beat the shit out of Roman and then move to UFC. And then Rocky says, maybe if we're lucky, Brock will sucker punch Boo Reigns like he did Braun. Yeah, if we're lucky, man. If we're lucky, that's the whole thing. But Here is one more big story before we get on to our ratings. Like I said, this news and rumors is probably the biggest news and rumors to date yet, and I appreciate you guys sticking with me through this. All right, as you can see here, Paul Heyman to work with Ronda Rousey on WWE TV. Backstage news on Brock Lesnar's WWE contract. So let's see what we got here. Regarding WWE Universal Champion Brock Lesnar not being on Monday's Raw in Anaheim, Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated reports that Lesnar was scheduled for the show, but he has already went past the number of contractual dates on his current WWE contract, and as he is aware that he will be losing the title to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 34, Lesnar is said to be far more interested in negotiating his next WWE contract than being a team player on the current deal. As noted, the face-off between Lesnar and Reigns was in multiple scripts that were done for Monday's Raw, and WWE was still advertising Lesnar after Raw hit the air. Now, the segment was scheduled to take place in the second hour, and at one point would have Lesnar calling Reigns a bitch, according to PW Insider. It was reported by Dave Meltzer of F4W Online that Lesnar being nixed from the show may have been creative change at the last minute. WWE's goal for the Reigns versus Lesnar build is to get Reigns cheered by fans. Lesnar's been an in-betweener his whole career. He's never been full-fledged babyface or full-fledged heel. Lesnar throughout his whole career has just been an in-betweener and people mainly cheer him. But WWE, it's like, oh, we gotta build sympathy. You know? Let's have Reigns get cheered by fans. It's not gonna happen. Reigns is gonna walk into New Orleans and I don't mean to get graphic here, but this is how much people hate Roman Reigns already. I'm just speaking for the hate from the crowd. These fans, when Roman Reigns walks into New Orleans, they definitely don't want to see him win the title. You know what they'd love to see? They would love to see Brock Lesnar and the whole entire roster crucify Roman Reigns in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania rather than have him win the title. He's going to get booed out of the building. The Superdome's roof is going to blow off, not because of cheers. It's going to be because of boos. Especially the WrestleMania fans. They're the hardcore fanatic fans. They are the disdain for Roman Reigns that's going to be in that crowd is going to be unlike anything, you know, that we've heard. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be in the middle of it. I'm going to be in the middle of it in that crowd. So, John says, and then F5 him off the Mercedes-Benz Superdome roof onto a fan wearing a Roman Reigns shirt. Oh man, that'd be funny. But yeah, they think Reigns is going to get cheered by fans. WWE's plan is going to fucking backfire. I mean, quicker than they could expect. Let's see. Now, cheered by fans, which is something that isn't always guaranteed, leading to a positive reaction when he wins the title at WrestleMania 34. Notice they're even putting in the reports when he wins the title at WrestleMania 34, because everybody knows he's fucking winning the title. There is gonna be no swerve here. This is something where we can't hope for a swerve. We can't hope for anything. There is no hope. There's nothing. Okay? We already know. Roman is winning, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. Officials also want the build to Reigns versus Lesnar to come across like a shoot as much as possible, which is where Reigns' work shoot promo from Raw comes in. Now, it is also being noted by Justin Barrasso of SportsIllustrated.com that we still could see a Ronda Rousey-Paul Heyman partnership on TV, but Heyman working as Ronda's on-screen advocate depends on her ability to resonate with the fans. So with the fans, if she can resonate with them, you know, I know right now some people kind of boo, so I don't know if some people are really that into her yet. I think they're trying to get warmed up, but it seems like we might see, according to that line right there, that we could very well see Paul Heyman and Ronda Rousey joining forces, which I think would be a very nice thing. It would be a very nice thing to see. I think it would work out perfectly. So, that's all your big WrestleMania news. I mean, from The Undertaker to John Cena to Rey Mysterio to Matt Hardy to Jeff Hardy to WrestleMania 34 week plans, you know, now with Stone Cold being confirmed to be down there. But will he be on WrestleMania? We don't know. Chavo Guerrero challenging John Cena to a match. Brock Lesnar with Dana White. Chances coming back to UFC. Very, very, very good. The reason why Paul Heyman and Ronda Rousey would make a good pairing. And now the whole story behind the Reigns versus Lesnar match and Ronda Rousey and Paul Heyman actually being a possibility. Wow, did we cover a lot tonight. And we're almost done, but let's talk about Raw and SmackDown ratings for this week. Rocky says, Boo Reigns getting cheered is as likely as my wife agreeing to a threesome. Oh, man. I know what you mean. Rocky says, I mean, it could happen, but most likely it will backfire. That's mainly how it goes, man. But, let me get in here and look at some ratings and see what I can find for you guys. Cause I'm curious the numbers that Raw pulled in being the Elimination Chamber Fallout show. And I'm curious what SmackDown pulled in considering that we had, John Cena and AJ Styles, which was a really big match, you know, for SmackDown Live. I mean, necessarily SmackDown Live wasn't really, you know, that good to begin with, but it did better than what it usually does, and it's because of that match. Raw ratings for February 26th, 2018. Let me look this up here, guys. And I'll tell you what we got in store for Raw ratings. Alright. Raw news and videos to do where the fuck. Hold on here, I'm trying to find this. Raw ratings. Curious what Raw pulled out of their hat this week. I don't know if they have anything listed here. Let's see. Monday Night Raw results. No, I don't need that. I need ratings, not results. Ratings, ratings, ratings. Alright, hold on. I'm gonna find this here. Raw ratings. Let's try this. I think this might work. TV by the numbers. Okay. Ratings and audience. Alright. I found it. I found it for Monday Night Raw. So let me pull this up. We'll screen share. You could read along with me. Of course, even on the picture of this website on WrestlingRumors.net, who they got right out there in the open? Roman Reigns! Even wrestling websites, good job, guys. Just promote Roman Reigns on anything that's fucking, you know, Monday Night Raw. Jeez, oh, man. So this is Monday Night Raw ratings and audience for February 26th, 2018. Now, let's see. Did I miss the fucking top part here? No. Alright. That is not good. This past Sunday saw the WWE's Elimination Chamber 2018 pay-per-view. The main event set up the biggest match of the year for WrestleMania 34. But it did something more than that. It also set the stage for the next month and a half of Monday Night Raw, including last night's show. So how did the fans react to it? Miss the show? Here are some highlights. Alright, so let's get into it. According to 411mania.com, this week's episode of Monday Night Raw drew a 1.07 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic and 3.18 million viewers. These numbers are both down compared to last week's 1.14 rating and 3.283 million viewers. This week's show was headlined by a segment between Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, Kurt Angle, and Ronda Rousey, who was making her Monday Night Raw debut. Now here's their opinion here from WrestlingRumors.net. The show being low coming off of a pay-per-view isn't a good sign. At the end of the day, things should be picking up as we get closer to WrestleMania 34. Yeah, we'd hope so. But for some reason, the fans are not interested. Maybe that is because of Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar or something else. But it is not a good way to go on the road to WrestleMania. Gee, you think, guys? I mean, obviously it's because of fucking Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Everybody's fucking pissed off. They don't want to see that. Especially when the rumors have been going on for fucking 14 months. I'll say that again, 14 months that this match was going to happen. I mean, it's one of those things where everybody knew it was coming, but it's like, nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. Nobody in their right mind wants it. And trust me, I'm not the only one. Everybody else must feel the same way because Raw, after a pay-per-view, the ratings going down. That tells you that there's an issue, you know, within the machine here. It's no lie. All right, so let's move on to the blue brand and see what the blue brand comes up with here. I'm real curious about this. All right, let's see. Where it is, hold on. Alright, let me leave this and let me try to find it here. But SmackDown Live, I'm assuming the ratings would have had to go up. I'm surprised they didn't mention anything about John Cena's promo on Monday Night Raw, because honestly, that was the thing that was most exciting to me, was John Cena, but hey, that's just me. Let's see. John says, Triple H hitting Kurt for no reason at all is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I know, that was pretty funny. Lisa says, Roman looks like a monkey. Rocky says, John, Kurt selling it like it knocked him out cold is what had me laughing. And Rocky says, I've seen him take a steel chair to the head and stay standing. Yeah, that does make it funnier. Rocky says, I didn't even bother with SmackDown this week except for the main event. I was so hoping AJ would have won. I mean, yeah, because it would have made John Cena even more depressed. But they had to do this because they have to build ratings somewhat for Fastlane. Because let's face it, the pay-per-view as far as Fastlane goes, it's pretty much dead. I mean, it really is pretty much dead. So, I mean, they're lucky. They're lucky that they were able to capitalize on even having Cena go in there to try to get something out of this. But let's pull this up here and talk about the blue brand. So, how was this week's WWE SmackDown Live viewership with John Cena and AJ Styles in the main event? This was written by Mark Middleton of WrestlingInc.com. And here we go. This week's WWE SmackDown Live featuring WWE Champion AJ Styles losing to John Cena in an on-title main event drew 2.692 million viewers. That is up from last week's 2.613 million viewers. Actually, not many more this week. This week's show featured Cena's return, Ruby Riott versus Naomi and Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin advertised ahead of time. SmackDown was number 6 in total viewership for this week on cable behind Curse of Oak Island, Fixer Upper, America's Next Top Model 24, Hannity and Tucker Carlson Tonight. SmackDown was number 1 in the 18 to 49 demographic for the second week in a row. Now in comparison, you know, there's all the SmackDown thing, you know, viewerships, as we see down here, but it doesn't say the numbers for the 18 to 49 demographic. Let me go into TV by the numbers, like I did before on the wrestlingrumors.net website. That'll give us the rest that we need to know here. Let's see. There it is, wrestlingrumors.net. All right, this will give us the most in-depth here from what I noticed. All right, this is what we'll close out with, guys, for tonight. This is the full report on the SmackDown Live ratings. All right, there you go. Now, as we can clearly see, SmackDown live ratings and audience for February 27, 2018 here. Does Cena still have it? The brand split keeps Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live apart most of the time, but this week was a little different. On Monday, John Cena said that he would be showing up on Tuesday in an attempt to find a path to WrestleMania 34. The questions became, what would he do? But also, would people care? We now know the answers to both. Miss last week's show, here are some highlights. According to 411mania.com, this week's episode of SmackDown Live drew a 0.86 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic and 2.692 million viewers. These numbers are up 8% and 3% respectively over last week's 0.8 rating and 2.613 million viewers. The rating is the highest since September 12, 2017, and the audience is the highest since January 2, 2018. The show had a heck of a main event. Here's their opinion. Despite what many fans seem to think, Cena is still one of the biggest stars in the wrestling world. His appearance on SmackDown Live was the big draw here, and the fans reacted to it in spades with a big audience. There's a chance that some of these fans will stick around if Cena is there next week, and that is a good thing for SmackDown Live. So, there you go, guys. There you go. Well, we covered it all. We got through the show, and man, was it a busy one. This was a really busy news and rumors show, and I'm really glad that you guys stuck it out with me for this one tonight. Now, let's see. Rocky says, if they want to build ratings, I have a great idea. Put on a good show. Exactly. Rocky says, Rusev is the most over guy and he's nowhere to be found. Ty Dillinger is a jobber and the Fashion Files, as much as I hate it, works, and they took it off SmackDown. What the fuck? Rocky says they have everything they need to build ratings, but now they won't utilize it. And John says, and they expect us to care about their superstars when they don't care about them themselves. Exactly, John, just like Rocky said, that's right. But I'll tell you, it's something else, you know. Oh, by the way, let me throw in a little bonus story for you, because I know I've been talking about the WWE holding a 100,000 seat event. I know you guys have heard me talking about that for a while. So let me pull this up real quick. I'm glad I remember this. I would have got off the air and been so pissed at myself. This is actually pretty big news too. And we'll close with this. Alright, seat event. So, stay here guys, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We're almost done. We're almost done. I know we're at an hour and a half, but we're almost done. This is something that I've been wanting to talk about, and I know I've been putting it off. I said, oh, we'll wait till news and rumors, and then I get to news and rumors, and I had all that stuff about WrestleMania, and then I forgot about this, so I apologize. Let me load this up real quick, and we'll talk about it. Let's see, Rocky says 100,000 is a lot of apathetic fans. Yep. John Bradson says, WWE creative at its finest. Alright, well, let's get into this. It's loading up right now, and then I'll put it on screen share so that you guys can see along with me. And we'll read it. This is, of course, from WrestlingInc.com, written by Chris Featherstone. Alright. This is actually a very interesting story. I know this came out about a week ago, but this is some pretty big news to report. And we're closing it with this, guys. Alright. So, as you can see here, WWE reportedly planning to hold 100,000 seat event this year. Wow, look at Stephanie over there and that. I like how they put that up there. That was the best she ever looked. Of course, I gotta throw that in. Now, WWE is reportedly looking to hold one of their biggest events ever in 2018. Now, according to the Sportster, the MCG Melbourne Cricket Ground in Melbourne, Australia is looking to host more big events going forward, and WWE wants to capitalize on this desire. The venue has a capacity of over 100,000 fans and is the 10th largest stadium in the entire world. It has been host to events such as the 1956 Summer Olympics, the 2006 Commonwealth Games, multiple FIFA World Cup qualifiers, and a Guns N' Roses concert in 2017, among many other events since its inception in 1853. Now, whether it will be a traditional pay-per-view, a non-traditional pay-per-view, or a WWE live event, or a WWE, network special, it's still unconfirmed. But the aim is to come as close as possible to selling out the venue. Regarding past WWE pay-per-views, WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, Texas, broke the 100,000 threshold at 101,763 fans, although this number has varied in accuracy. Others coming close to 100,000 were WrestleMania 3 in Pontiac, Michigan at 93,173. Again, that number is disputed. WrestleMania 29 in East Rutherford, New Jersey at 80,676. SummerSlam 1992 in Wembley Stadium in London, England, the old Wembley Stadium, at 80,355. And WrestleMania 23 in Detroit, Michigan at Ford Field with 80,103. Now, the one in New York, in Pontiac, Michigan, that was the Pontiac Silverdome. WrestleMania 32 was Cowboy Stadium, of course, and the one in New York for WrestleMania 29 was MetLife Stadium. Now, looking on over here, the report adds that WWE and MCG are working hard to come to an agreement for a show this year. An NXT TakeOver event was suggested, but it would be a hard sell right now. WWE's biggest Aussie stars are TM61 and Melbourne's own Buddy Murphy. But the company has not built these names strong enough to sell arenas of this magnitude. As far as the rest of the big four pay-per-views this year, SummerSlam will be held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, and Survivor Series will be held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. This means that the option to have traditional pay-per-view there this year is virtually out, and they would most likely push a WWE Live or NXT event there, since the rest of the pay-per-views are already booked for locations as well. However, with the WWE going back to the dual-branded pay-per-views, as well as dropping a couple of pay-per-views from the lineup, this could set up scheduling an additional one for Melbourne if the negotiations are successful. So there you go, guys. WWE possibly holding a 100,000 seat event. I don't know. I think that would be pretty interesting. I would like to see it, to be honest with you, but, you know, we'll see what happens when we get there, but it'd be pretty interesting. Let's see what they do. I know you guys have been waiting on that for a while. I'm like, yeah, I'll talk about that. And I'm glad I finally did. Rocky says when I was 8, I wrote a story about me battling a dream killer, basically a ripoff of Nightmare on Elm Street 4. 8-year-old me would be a better writer for WWE than current writers. Exactly, Rocky. John says, oh, they're going back to Australia. The last time I remember they went there was global warming 2002, was it? You're right, John. Global warming 2002, that was it. John says they should make clones of the NXT writers and bring them to SmackDown and Raw. Yeah, I agree with that too. Lisa says enjoyed hanging and listening. Good job. Thank you very much, Lisa. I always appreciate your support and everybody else's that's here. Thank you all so very much. I know News and Rumors is supposed to be an hour, but with all the stuff I had tonight, I think an hour and a half is pretty efficient, and I hope I gave you guys, you know, all the news that you desire, and that this big show that I built it up to be lived up to your expectation, because this was a lot of big news, and instead of breaking it up into two parts and making you wait, I'm glad that I was able to get it done in one big shot. John says global warming 2002 was headlined by Brock Lesnar versus Triple H versus The Rock in a triple threat match for the WWE Undisputed Championship. If that does not scream WrestleMania main event, I don't know what does. And that match was great too. I have the DVD of it. It's freaking awesome, man. Freaking awesome. Actually, it's a VHS of it. I want to get it in DVD though. I'll have to find that one on eBay someday, but that was great stuff and a great match. But everybody, that's it for me. That's all your news and rumors. Lisa with the moon emojis and shooting star emojis. Yep, that's right. It's nighttime. It's after midnight. We started February 28th and we're ending in March 1st. So there you go. Started in one day, ended in the next. But thank you very much, guys, for tuning on in to the show tonight. And I'm really looking forward to coming back. I'll be back with you guys on Monday for the Monday Night Raw review, then Tuesday for SmackDown Live, and then Wednesday for NXT and News and Rumors again. Rocky says, take care, T. See you next show. Lisa says, happy March. Happy March to you too, Lisa. Rocky, I'll see you next time. And happy March to Lisa. I hope you guys enjoyed episode number 93. Of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Wednesday, February 28, 2018. And, John says, okay, see you, T. See you on the Raw Review. See you too, John. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you everybody for your support. And Lisa, gotta throw you a shout out as well. Thank you for everything as well, for all your continued use of support. But I hope you enjoyed episode number 93 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for Wednesday, February 28, 2018. And it was great. It was great hanging out with you guys and telling you all these news and rumors. I hope you all enjoyed it. And I look forward to coming back with you guys on Monday night to do the Raw review next week, and then Tuesday for SmackDown Live, and then next Wednesday, NXT News and Rumors. We'll do it all over again. So come hang out with me, but have a good rest of your week, guys. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. And have a great week. And I look forward to talking to you all very soon. But, yeah, News and Rumors was great. Thank you all for tuning in and being a part of it. So I'll see you next time. There'll be a next time. That'll be for Monday Night Raw review next week. And you guys take care. I love you all. And I will talk to you all very soon. Have a great week. And, again, I am Big T. And I will see you at the matches. Good night, everybody.